Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 4 7 3 3 9 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
KC2PET, KC2PET, this is K2PCB.
Good morning, K2PCB. KC2PET.
Well, good morning to you, sir. I figured I'd give you a call a couple minutes earlier today to see if you're on. I know sometimes you're getting gas and whatnot, or you're just out and about early. Yeah, good morning, good morning. It's kind of like a light overcast day. Good day for work. How was your evening?
Yeah, it was overcast. I went in the vehicle action warm up a little bit this morning. But evening was good. I went to the Bulldog Dash for Evelyn. She didn't think they're gonna do this, but they went around like 6 times. So I don't know what that is. I think it's a quarter mile track. I don't know. It's been so long. They might have made it bigger by then. I don't know. But yeah, it's a good sized track. So yeah, Evelyn did pretty good. Yeah, she probably finished with the rest of the pack. So yeah, it was a good evening. Then went and did that, and yeah, I didn't do much else. I didn't sleep good the night before, so I turned in early. That's fine. I was gonna listen to the TechNet last night on East Coast Reflector, but I didn't make it. I was already sound asleep. I seen your text message too. Yeah, but I was done. So I just went to bed early.
Yeah, I don't know how far along you are. If you're not going up Broadway yet, just be careful. There's a guy stopped. Look, if you hit a deer and the deer's the deer's just sitting there. But it's not getting off, so he's got his truck stopped in front of it, so just be aware of that on Broadway.
All right, thanks. I'll keep an eye out for that. So, I'm surprised there's deer out now. Usually deer are not running as much, but could happen. Could happen. So I still did not get anywhere in my DMR, obviously. I was done. Maybe this weekend I'll try to get my ID going on my Kennytone, and go from there. See what happens with DMR.
Yeah, I don't have much experience at all, actually, any experience with using that radio. So everything that I've learned has been through the DB Switch server and the analog reflector, and I wouldn't mind learning that as well. Anyway. So I would say, oh yeah, the thing I sent you yesterday, Freddie Mac was on there. I guess that's his node, his talk group if you want to get in through DMR. He's on TGIF. He's on TGIF and YSF. I think they're bridged together with that all-star node. But he was on there running a net, and basically he was at Dayton this past weekend, and he was asking people if they went to Dayton, what they thought, what they get, and so it was that kind of a net. So I listened to it for a few minutes, but I was pretty running behind, and so I had to shut it down as well. Had it been something that was like a larger group, I may have just let it stay connected to record it, but it's okay. At least I know he's every week. So maybe I'll get in and check into one of his nets one of these days and say hello. And I'm dropping for a second. Yeah, I got an email from a guy who was listening to me, and he was saying that my mic gain was too high. So I was playing around with that, trying to bring it down a little bit. And I agree. I was getting some good audio reports, but some people don't tell you you know, the real thing. And when I was coming through the digital side, things were pretty loud. And maybe through his system, it sounded even worse. You know, depending on whether it's my truck, my phone, my computer, you know, some sound better or worse than others. So yeah, I cut that back down a little bit. It was pretty loud. And, yeah, that was interesting to see that email. That was kind of good. And I replied saying, oh, I've gotten good audio reports, but let me check it out. And, yeah, I guess it could be tweaked some. Apparently, Brandmeister used to have on their hose line page a VU meter so that you could go into the talk group and look at that channel and see how it's doing. But I could not find out how to do that unless they don't have that up and running anymore.
Yeah, I'm not for listening to you on DMR, but yeah, that dreaded audio. This would be, if we could figure out a proof way to get something on there that could, you know, for everybody to use. It's just, you know, audio seems there to be your, of all the, you know, issues that everybody has, audio is the biggest one, I think. And I think mine's pretty good on my node. I remember the day I was tuning yours up, and I think mine was pretty close to the ballpark to what, you know, what you sounded like. I got the VU meter on my node, and it's pretty close to, you know, I just think to the standard. I was thinking about that the other day, too. Why isn't all audio levels on all radios set to a standard, like we have calibration at work? It should be, that should just be a thing. You know, oh yeah, here's the, your radio needs to put out this much audio, this many decibels of audio. So it has to be, you know, so everyone, so doesn't matter what radio buy, everything's set across the board.
Or, you know, because everyone's voices are different, everyone talks at a different level, everyone talks, you know, at a different distance from the microphone, so I can see it being difficult for the radio to just make that determination. But if going out of the system, like if they were to broadcast fixed tones at fixed levels and, you know, you're right, it's all calibrated, and maybe they do that kind of stuff, but having some feedback, you know, and actually the HTML client for the analog reflector does that. When you talk, there is a level meter on the screen, and so that's very easy to adjust the microphone level. But here, DB switch in the app, you don't get any of that feedback. You don't know if you're high or low. You don't know where you are. Your HT, you don't know the same thing. And then when I'm connecting systems together, you know, I could be good in All-Star and bad in YSF. And that's kind of where I was. That's what was happening the other day. On the digital side of things, I was too hot. I needed to bring that down. So hopefully I've got that balanced out enough. I don't have to play with it for a little bit, but yeah, you're right. Audio is one of the weak spots, especially for the digital side of things, even the analog side of things. You can be listening along, and I think we talked about this before, somebody comes in, they're booming, you turn your volume down, then the person they're talking to sounds really quiet, so you're going to turn them up. So you got to keep turning them down, turn them up, turn them down. And those two people talking to each other, they set their volume once, and they don't know any different. The only time you hear it is when you hear both of those people as a third-party listener. And, yeah, that's where it would be nice if there was some more active volume or audio-level feedback. But then who's setting the standard? That's the other thing then. Is that 5553, is that the right standard? I guess it's something. It's better than nothing. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I know there's I've looked into this before. I looked into a compressor. The only thing I found was for FM broadcasting, systems for doing audio on FM radio, a big radio station to smooth that out. And so Lancaster's, I think Lancaster has something too, or whoever installed their system. Because I know people that do the same thing, exact same thing, different voices, and they're, I know one guy talks from the microphone far away from his face, one guy talks up real close, and, I listen to the audio afterwards, and it all sounds the same. So they must have some compressor built into the repeater at Lancaster to take care of all that. Because it doesn't matter who's talking, that all sounds the same. So yeah, I know, I think even the Motorola, I might have something too. Maybe I should turn that on. Maybe that'll solve some of my problems, at least on my end about it.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was on DMR the other day, and the guy came in, and he was using compressed audio, and I thought it sounded a little, bold? I'll say bold. It had a lot of energy behind it, and there were multiple people. I'm pretty sure it was on DMR. Unless it was on, I really do bounce around a lot, but basically they were telling him not to use it, to turn it off. And they all said how bad it sounded and how much bandwidth it was using. And I actually didn't think it sounded too bad. Different than everyone else, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know some of your bigger HF guys, you can tell on... I think when we do field day, I think I've heard a couple of them. There's a couple guys that really boom in. They might be using compressors and stuff in the answers. So, I was listening to this Friday. I've almost been really tired yesterday. Like I said, I went to bed early. I slept right through. I don't even. Usually I'll hear Megan come to bed. I did not hear her last night at all, so I think I was out. Oh, I think I'm going to go get tires today for this thing. And, see how much that's going to cost me. Yeah, we'll get the, I think I told you what types I'm getting, the BF one, Goodrich one. Well, they should be good tires. They look good. Looks is one thing. They grip the road is another.
Yeah, a lot of those name brand tires, you can go online and read reviews and all kinds of reviews on, sound or noise and traction and how they do in rain, how they do in snow. Yeah, if you know the exact model, I think you can go look that up. I don't know if it's... It might be as simple as like tirereviews.com. Even if you go to some other sites like, Tire Rack and that, you might be able to get some reviews, even if you're not going to buy there. Unless they have a really good price, maybe. But, shop around. But it sounds like you've already picked, and it sounds like you're going to go in there and put together a plan and order them if they have to and make an appointment. Yeah, if you need a ride to or from, let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to go there today and get them on order and see what their schedule is like. I would like to do it, I guess, in the morning. I don't know. You've dealt with them before. Do they have really like a really early drop-off? Or I could just, I would walk from, it's not that far from work. I could, always walk from there if I drop it off early enough, and then have them do it in the morning, and then probably have it go down there by lunchtime and pick it up. What's their early schedule? Like, of course, I could probably ask them too, but you've dealt with them before.
Yeah, not always the cheapest place in town, but definitely the most convenient for where we work, and I've used them many times. I've used them for inspections. I've used them for, new tires, rotations. You get tires there, you get, you know, flat fixes and all that. But it's ultra convenient. They have a key drop. So if you've got it scheduled, you just drop it off, park up front, drop your key in, put in the envelope, put all your info on there, and they just call you when it's done. And then you walk back on lunch or you catch a ride back, and or you go after work. But like you said, you know, I'm cruising here to work every morning. If you want to do an early drop, just let me know. Any day but Friday. I'm taking PTO Friday. And I think I'll make this my last over. And the last thing I was going to say is, so long as my schedule here today works out as I'm thinking, I'm going to run out on lunch, run over to Sherwin-Williams. I went there last night after my doctor's appointment, but I found out they closed for the evening, and I missed it. So I'll go over there today. They don't have as late hours as I thought they did. All right, this is K2PCB. I'll listen out for your final, and then we'll start heading in.
All right, Travis. Sounds good. So I'm almost here myself. Take two more turns. I'll be there. All right, see you at work. KT2PCB.
Oh, and good morning, Brad. Hopefully the studying's going well. I think today's like the 21st. 7 days left. 7 day cram. All right. Good luck. Talk to you soon. KTBCB.
Node 4733390. Connected to node 4733 8. Node K2PCB-P disconnected.